British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's snap election gamble looks like it's paid off. With counting underway, exit polls are predicting his Conservative Party will win a big majority, giving him the numbers to deliver Brexit. Our Europe correspondent Linton Besser is in London. Linton, a pre-election gamble was a pre-election, pre-Christmas election rather, that was a bit of a gamble. But the exit polls are showing that Boris Johnson's pulled off a dramatic victory.
If this poll is right, if this survey is correct, Kim, this will be the biggest majority for the Tories since Margaret Thatcher and will, you know, usher in a new era of Conservative Party hegemony in England, the likes of which we've not seen for a long time. They've been in power already for many years. The numbers, first of all, 368 seats out of 650 to the Conservatives and only 191 to Labour. If this is right, and again, these are not the results, to be clear, this is an exit poll. It hasn't been since the 1930s that Labor has failed to win 200 or more seats. So a dramatic result for Boris Johnson. The newspaper front pages have already been set off stone and are being printed right now, you know, with Boris on the cover, you know, leading the UK out of the European Union, Kim.
So, Linton, it's a disastrous night for Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader. Any indication about where the Conservatives have done well, where they've managed to pull this off? For example, have they made some inroads into those Labour Brexit supporting seats in Northern England?
Well, they will have had to achieve that kind of majority. Constituencies that you know, are made up of old coal miners and tin miners and traditional Labour voting electorates have had to have made the switch. And, of course, there was a very big Leave vote at the 2016 referendum in the north of England. And Jeremy Corbyn, believe it or not, at this election, declined to articulate a position on Brexit. He said he would wait and see and wouldn't say whether he would vote Leave or Remain in any future second referendum. And so, you know, again, it'll be a few hours until we know exactly, but this Brexit poll, sorry, this exit poll, the BBC has a projection tool. And when I plug in the key seats like Bishop Auckland, Stockton South, Barrow and Furness, Stoke-on-Trent North, all those heartland seats, they're all projected to go over to the Tories. So, yes, big questions are going to be asked about Jeremy Corbyn's leadership. There is no doubt about that.
Boris Johnson focused relentlessly on the message, get Brexit done. So, given this expected result, how quickly is he going to be able to bring back Parliament to try to get the UK out of the European Union?
I think this is what we'll see. We'll see the Brexit bill, the draft deal that he has knocked together with Brussels, that will go through the Parliament on those numbers, you'd have to think, by January 31. And if you like, that's stage one. But the real work, the difficult work, is during the so-called transition period, which is through till the end of next year. And it's during that period that both sides are meant to negotiate a full free trade agreement. Now, of course, that is something that usually takes 2 or 3 years to do. So it's entirely conceivable in 5 or 6 months' time that Britain is again going to be greeted with wall-to-wall coverage of chaos in the Parliament over the terms of this, you know, long-term relationship with Brussels. But, you know, again, we're going to have to wait and see. Certainly his campaign slogan, get Brexit done, it hit a nerve.
That's our Europe correspondent, Linton Besser, in London.